Good day, Cape Town. I'm Roxy, a young reporter of RX Radio. I'm sure you know me from Wheeling with Roxy. In studio, I have Erin Cicero. She is an 11-year-old girl and lost all her hearing in her left ear at a very young age. She was fitted with a normal hearing aid on the right ear when she was 5 years old. In the beginning of this year, she received a permanent BAHA, bone conduction hearing aid, implant operation done by the ear, nose and throat surgeon in August this year and is now doing very well. Erin is not alone. She is joined by Silva Kushka, a chief audiologist at Red Cross Hospital, and she has been working with Erin since the beginning of this year. Welcome to RX Radio, Erin and Silva. What is an audiologist?
Hi, Roxy. Thank you for having me. So an audiologist is somebody who tests people's hearing and who manages hearing loss by giving patients technology to help them hear well. This can include fitting patients with hearing aids, bone-anchored hearing aids, cochlear implants, and frequency-modulated systems. We can test hearing in patients from as young as newborn all the way up to elderly people. We can also test and help people with balance problems that are caused by inner ear diseases. We work closely with families of people who have hearing loss, and we provide them with counseling and rehabilitation. We also work closely with teachers, speech therapists, occupational therapists, social workers, ear, nose and throat doctors, and other healthcare professionals to manage patients holistically.
Sure, that sounds very big. How have you helped Erin to recovery?
So Erin had mumps when she was very young, and she lost all of her hearing in her left ear. She had some infections in her right ear, which caused her to have a mild hearing loss in her only good ear. And so she was fitted with a normal hearing aid on the right ear. In the beginning of this year, she was fitted with a temporary bone conduction hearing aid because she could not wear a normal hearing aid in her right ear anymore as her infections got worse. She received a permanent bone-anchored hearing aid implant in August this year, which was done by the ear, nose and throat surgeon, Dr. Esty Meyer, and she's now doing very well. So I did all Erin's hearing tests from the beginning of the year, and I also fitted her with her Baha in January.
That's cool. During her process, did she have to learn sign language?
No. So Erin attended the Carl DeToy School in Belleville, which is a school that teaches children with hearing impairment to communicate via spoken language. Even though she lost all of the hearing in her left ear, she still had some hearing in her right ear, and so she was able to learn how to speak well in that supportive environment, and she didn't have to learn sign language. So Erin is now in a mainstream school with other typically hearing children, and she's coping very well. Usually people have to learn sign language if they have a profound hearing loss, which means that they have no access to sounds even with hearing aids. So some patients who have profound hearing loss are good candidates for cochlear implants, and they can learn spoken language.
Sure. For a person like me who doesn't know what is Baha, how would you explain it?
Okay, so the ear has three parts, the outer, the middle and the inner ear. So a Baha is a small machine that's placed on the outside of the head, just behind the ear. It picks up sound and speech from the environment and then transmits them directly to the hearing organ, which is on the inside of your head, without the sound having to go through the middle part of your ear. So it's very useful if a patient has infection in the middle part of their ear or if a patient doesn't have an outer ear structure, for example, if they have a syndrome.
Sure. What do you think of her now that she is doing exceptionally well?
So Erin and her family are amazing. They've never missed a single appointment with me, and they all work together to do what's best for Erin. I'm really proud to call Erin my patient, as she's looked after her Baha very well, and she's a polite, well-spoken young lady.
Sure. That's so cool. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yes, I would. I just want to say that audiology is a very important profession because we need to identify and manage hearing loss as early as possible. So if children cannot hear, then they cannot learn to speak. And this has negative consequences for their social, emotional, and academic development later on in life. It's such a privilege for me working with children and their families here at Red Cross because sometimes they teach me more about life than I can teach them.
That's so cool. Erin, what do you remember from the time that you had your hearing aid?
I don't remember much, but I do remember it's being hard for me to hear and to cope with people because they always get so frustrated once I talk so softly.
Okay. How did you feel when you heard the Baha permanently implanted in your ear?
The first week I had a little pain and then it felt weird once I took the bandage off. But I got used to it once I went back to school and started working with the new sounds and the how much sound there is in the world. So I kind of got used to it.
Sure, that's super cool. From your understanding, Erin, why could you not wear a normal hearing aid?
But my understanding is that I could not use the normal hearing aid because once I put the hearing aid in, it gives me infections in the right ear, which also causes me pain.
Sure. Okay. That's quite big. What has been the most challenging part of your story?
The most challenging part of my story was when this year in January when I put the Baha and on my like just behind my ear, where I was learning new sounds and like picking up new things that I couldn't hear before, and it was hard because I had to learn to control when I speak and my tempo and the loudness and the softness of how I speak.
Sure. What are some of the infections that you had? Did they have any specific names?
When I was in grade 2, I had a viral infection with pus and blood coming out of my ear. But that's before I got the hearing aid. And when I went to the hospital, they told me that I needed a hearing aid and I lost hearing. And then I got the mumps and my hearing got even worse. So those are the two infections that I had, and I kept having more after I went swimming, and more pus just keeps coming out of my ear, and I get more viral infections every year.
Okay. So now that you have the Baha, does it, like, stop the infections? Or?
Yes, because it's not identically in my ear, so it doesn't irritate the drum.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is there anything you would like to say to the listeners going through the same thing as you?
Yes, I would. It's hard at first when you learn new things and you get frustrated, but it doesn't mean you have to quit on it. You just keep working through it.
That's very inspiring. Thank you so much for coming, and I've really enjoyed interviewing you guys.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks, Roxy.